AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Heavy rains in Oklahoma caused flooding, some voluntary evacuations near a dam that's in danger of overflowing.
It's in imminent danger of breaking.
A Red Cross volunteer Kim Lillard says a shelter is open in Shawnee. Some roads and highways have been closed by the high water. That same storm system is bringing snow up to a foot in parts of South Dakota. Tropical Storm Ana inches toward the Carolina coast. Hurricane specialist Dave Roberts.
Still crawling toward the coast, but it looks like we're seeing a little bit more motion toward the north than we've been seeing over the past day.
Tropical storm watches and warnings up for parts of both Carolinas. Ana is expected to deliver 2 to 4 inches of rain over the weekend. A mass jailbreak in eastern Iraq. Officials say a half dozen guards and 30 prisoners are dead. 40 other inmates escaped. A 17-year-old Australian boy has been arrested, and the bombs police say he was making have been defused by bomb squad members in a Melbourne suburb. Last month, 5 other teenagers were arrested on suspicion of plotting an Islamic State group-inspired terrorist attack. Federal Police Deputy Commissioner Mike Phelan tells AUBC.
It's deeply troubling to police that such young people in our community are becoming disaffected in the way in which they are and considering endangering the lives of many Australians.
Phelan says there is no link between the 17-year-old and the other teenagers. Food and Drug Administration says it was not told Listeria had been found in a Bluebell Creamery's plant some 2 years before an outbreak linked to its ice cream turned deadly. Rebecca Ratcliffe lives in Brenham, Texas. That's the home to Bluebell.
Knowing food service policies, I would have hoped that they would have fixed that back in 2013 whenever it came about.
The earlier test found Listeria on surfaces but not in the ice cream, and the company didn't test to see if the strain was one of the more dangerous ones. This is AP Radio News. A federal judge orders Greenpeace to stay away from Royal Dutch Shell ships. U.S. District Judge in Alaska also prohibited Greenpeace from flying drones over the offshore Arctic area where Shell plans to drill. Oil company filed suit after protesters boarded a Shell ship as it was crossing the Pacific last month. Tiffany's, Gucci, and the Justice Department have all sued a trio of Chinese banks for allegedly protecting counterfeiters who've been selling their wares online around the globe. Bob Barchese heads the International Anti-Counterfeiting Coalition. He tells the AP the illegal sales top $1.8 billion.
It's a global problem. It's a significant problem.
The Chinese banks do not dispute that the accused counterfeiters held accounts in those banks, but they refuse to comply with U.S. court orders to freeze funds or disclose information about the accounts, citing bank secrecy laws. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.